Last week I talked to you about oil, how to receive an anointing, and about chrism, and about the unction oil. Today I want to—it's a little more simple and a little less to say, just about entering the church. And then when we're entering the church, we're entering God's house. Now, if you want to do anything well, you prepare yourself for it, don't you? I mean, you don't go immediately into some game. Let's say you're a basketball player, and you don't immediately go into the game without even thinking about what you need to do, without kind of getting ready, without talking about what you need to do. Everybody gets ready for what they're going to do. So in the same way, in the church, we should come into the church in as collected a way as we can, and venerate the icons. So we have to have time to venerate the icons. So that means if a service starts at, you know, let's say 9, if you arrive at 9, you don't have time to venerate the icons before the service begins. If you arrive at 9:10, that's even more problematic. So it's best, if you're capable, to arrive early, right? To be prepared. And then you come into the church and you're in God's house. So you come and venerate the icons, showing reverence for God's holy saints. So usually you'd come up to the center icon and make two bows, or poklons, making the sign of the cross, and making a bow from the waist. You may also prostrate on some days if you wish. Myself, that's never been. If I'm alone, yes, I do that. If I'm in a group of people, I generally don't. But it's not forbidden, except on Sundays we shouldn't prostrate, or on Saturdays actually. So you go in and make a sign of the cross and bow, and another sign of the cross and bow. And then you kiss the icon. Now when we kiss icons, we show reverence for them. So we wouldn't kiss an icon on the face, right? We kiss on their feet or on their hands. And then after kissing the icon, you make another bow, making the sign of the cross. And then you might go to from this icon to maybe these two icons here at the front, doing the same thing. I then go generally to these icons, and then those icons there. You can go to any icon you want and venerate it. There is a custom among some that it's perfectly fine if you do it, and it's perfectly fine if you don't. My personal preference for myself is I don't. I prefer to bow before an icon only. But some people will bow before the icon and kiss their fingers and then touch the icon. That's very common in some churches, and that's okay if you want to do that. But everything should be done with reverence and with decorum and with a sort of a, not quickly, not too fast, you know. And then you can also light candles. We should always try to give alms with our candles and light a candle in any one of the places. For usually we light maybe in memory of a loved one or for a particular person. When I light a candle, I would just say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon the servant of God, Seth. Put in the candle. Also, a common and good tradition is for us to give a donation and take some Prospera, a Prospera loaf, and have it for commemoration in the altar. We provide those loaves, and you should give some sort of alms with your offering, and then offer names of Orthodox Christians, both living and dead, to be commemorated that day. That's not something that you just leave your book here and it's commemorated no matter if you're here or not. It is when you bring your offering. So you when you come to church, you take your book, you put a piece of the Prospera loaf on it, and then give a donation if you're able, and then they will be commemorated in the church, in the proscomiti service. It should be names of Orthodox Christians. If there are any non-Orthodox Christians, you should label them as such, because, of course, only the Orthodox may receive the Holy Eucharist, right? Well, in the same way, we only pray for the Holy, for the Orthodox when we separate the particles of the bread and put them into the chalice. Now, people who are not Orthodox, we do pray for. Anyone on that list, I pray for. But I do not take out a particle of bread for them because they're not Orthodox. So anyone can be prayed for, but don't just throw 100 names on there without reference to whether they're Orthodox or not. If they're on the list, they're assumed to be Orthodox. So just put not Orthodox next to their name.